Hundreds of childcare providers around the country could close for 3 days next week in an ongoing row over funding. The Federation of Early Childhood Providers said its members will close their facilities on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday because lack of government funding has made their businesses unviable. They intend to protest outside Leinster House. Elaine Dunn is chairperson of the Federation and she's on the line. How many childcare providers do you represent? And why are you threatening to take this action?
1,700. And the reason we are taking to the streets on Tuesday, we'll be outside Leinster House. That's day one. And then the other protests will be in their areas, in the county areas. So the reason we're doing it is because core funding has made us our businesses unviable. Like a lot of us of the small and medium services, we are tied into a fee freeze dating back to 2017.
Mm-hmm. And just so when you say core funding, that's the current system of funding.
It's the new system that was brought in last year, and it has failed many of us. I mean, there's many providers out there struggling to keep their services open. You can see the closures that have happened this year alone. And there's a lot of providers now saying, if something doesn't give, we're just going to close the doors between now and next June. And I mean, that's not OK. Like the more services that are closing, the less facilities are there for children to come into and for parents to go out to work.
You had intended to take similar action late last year, but you called it off to enter discussions with the government. So what happened in the meantime?
Well, nothing changed from that discussion. Nothing at all. We got nothing. So this time we've said, like, we won't be calling off these 3 day closures at all, because we've heard nothing from Minister O'Gorman. He has not reached out to try and negotiate any kind of a deal. So that's quite concerning. But these days will go ahead. Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, most services in our federation will be closed, and also some of the services outside of our remit as well.
The Department of Children, in a statement to us, it says that investment in early learning and childcare is at an all-time high and will increase. It doesn't sound as though the department is likely to change its position.
No, but there's one thing we've asked, and we've asked it for a long time now, is for the allocation, the breakdown of that funding, where it's going to, because I can tell you now, it's not coming to us on the ground. If you look at the rise in core funding this year for us alone, we're getting 3 cents an hour per child, and yet we're expected to keep paying all of our bills, and everything is going up and up and up all the time, and we're struggling on the ground. If you look at the way... it's from 2020 to 2023, you see inflation went up to 16.9. And in that time frame, we had a 6% increase in funding. It doesn't add up. And you're stuck in a fee freeze dating back to 2017.
What, though, would you say to parents who may have supported you up until now, but are kind of looking at this situation next week and are wondering what they're going to do?
We've had massive support nationwide from parents. Like, we've always kept our parents and every service in the loop, so they've always known that nothing has been given to us. They've always known that there's a problem on the ground. The providers have kept them informed at all times. We issued a letter there about 7 or 8 weeks ago to all of the parents, and there's a full understanding of why we're doing these closures. Of course, it's an inconvenience. Like, a lot of these parents have to take parental leave for the 3 days, but they're also coming into town to support us on the day.
All right. Elaine Dunn of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Thanks for talking to us this morning. It's almost 7:50 and we'll be back with business news and the weekend weather forecast in just a moment.